ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 12, ध्रुव महाराज गोज बैक टू गॉडहेड, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 44 थ्रू 52, द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ हियरिंग अबाउट ध्रुव महाराज। द ग्रेट सेज Maitreya continued,
My dear Vidura, whatever you have asked from me about the great reputation and character of Dhruva Maharaj, I have explained to you in all detail. Charitam Sammatam Satam. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. For by hearing the narration of Dhruva Maharaj, one can fulfill desires for wealth, reputation, and increased duration of life. Just by hearing about Dhruva Maharaj, it is so auspicious that one can even go to a heavenly planet or attain Dhruva Loka, which was achieved by Dhruva. And the demigods also become pleased because this narration is so glorious and it is so powerful that it can, agha marshanam, counteract all the results of one's sinful actions. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj and who repeatedly tries with faith and devotion to understand Dhruva's pure character attains the pure devotional platform and executes pure devotional service. For by such activities, one can diminish the threefold miserable conditions of material life, namely Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivaka, and Adi Atmaka. Achyuta Priya, Dhruva Maharaja's character and reputation are great, because Dhruva is very dear to Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who hears this narration of Dhruva Maharaj acquires exalted qualities like Dhruva. For anyone who desires greatness, prowess, or influence, here is the process by which to acquire them. And for thoughtful men who want adoration, here is the proper means. So one should chant of the character and activities of Dhruva Maharaj, both in the morning and in the evening, with great attention and care, in a society of brahmanas or other twice-born persons. Persons who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord should recite this narration of Dhruva Maharaj without taking remuneration. Specifically, recitation is recommended on the full moon or dark moon day, or on the day after Akadashi, or on the appearance of the Shravana star, or at the end of a particular tithi, or the occasion of Vyatipata, or at the end of the month, or on Arkadine, Sunday. Such recitation should of course be performed before a favorable audience. When recitation is performed this way, without professional motive, the reciter and audience become perfect. The narration of Dhruva Maharaj is sublime knowledge for the attainment of immortality. Persons unaware of the absolute truth can be led to the path of truth. Those who out of transcendental kindness take on the responsibility of becoming master protectors of the poor living entities automatically gain the interest and blessings of the demigods. The transcendental activities of Dhruva Maharaj are well known all over the world, and they are very pure. In childhood, Dhruva Maharaj rejected all kinds of toys and playthings. He left the protection of his mother and seriously took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. And so, my dear Vidura, I therefore conclude this narration, for I have described to you all of the details regarding the great devotee Dhruva Maharaj. Recorded September 11, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bhaja Hure Mana, Sri Nanda Nandana, Abhaya Charanara, Bhaja Hure Mana, Sri Nanda Nandana, Abhaya Charanara Vindare, Dhulava Manava Janama Satsange Taraha Evava Sindhure, Chita Agapa Vata Parishana Edina Jamini Jagire, Ifale Sevenu Kripana Durajana Chapala Sukalava Lagire, Edana Yobana Putra Parijana, সেটে কি আছে পারা চিঠিরে কমালা ডালা জালা জীবনা চালা মালা বাজাহু হরিপাদ নিচিরে শ্রবণ কীর্তন স্মরণ বন্দন পদ সেবন দাস্যরে পূজন শক্তি জন আত্মনিবেদন গোবিন্দ দাস বিলাসরে
O mind, just worship the lotus feet of the son of Nanda, Krishna, which make one fearless. Having obtained this rare human birth, cross over this ocean of worldly existence through the association of saintly persons. Day and night I remain sleepless, suffering heat and cold, wind and rain. Just for a bit of flickering happiness, I have vainly served wicked and miserly men. And what assurance of real happiness is there in all of one's wealth, youthfulness, sons, and family members? This life totters just like a drop of water on a lotus petal. Therefore, you should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari. If is the desire and great longing of Nirantara Dasa to engage himself in the nine processes of bhakti, namely hearing the glories of Lord Hari, chanting those glories, remembering constantly Lord Krishna, offering prayers to Krishna, serving Krishna's lotus feet, serving Krishna as a servant, worshipping Krishna with flowers and incense and so forth, serving Krishna as a friend, and completely offering Krishna one's very self